You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the road in Woodstock, Illinois today at the Organic Grains Conference. We're joined now by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to talk about the weather forecast. Drew, I saw numbers on the way up that went from 5 to 1 and then back to 5 as the sun came up this morning. It's just cold in the Midwest, and I guess it's the beginning of real winter time here.
That's right. It was long in coming, but it looks like it is here. But the good news is that we did pretty much waste away the first half of the cold season, so maybe it's not going to be all that bad. We can get ourselves through this winter without too much hurtful days like this. We did see temperatures bottom out this morning in the positive and negative single digits, really from Ohio back to Minnesota and Wisconsin, with the upper parts of the Midwest into the negative teens. It looks as though this round of cold is about ready to abate from the region, but we have another one coming up for this weekend into early next week, and it will be as potent or perhaps more potent, and some of the models are suggesting more potent, and so we may still yet have a little bit of a threat for some winter kill in a few areas in the lowermost parts of the Midwest. With the snow we've got out there right now, it's probably going to melt away at least a little bit as we warm up tomorrow and on Friday, and then we will turn around and bring that cold air in again. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of snow before the coldest air arrives and we'll protect that wheat.
All the extra precipitation, especially out west, brought to you by the El Nino, that has been having some impact in South America as well. They've had some really wet weather in places, some really dry weather in places, both in the Brazilian production areas, but that looks like that's swapping at this point.
That's right. That's right. In the weeks leading up to the first of this month, it was extremely wet in southern Brazil and quite dry in some of the northern areas, and we are flipping that around. We've already seen substantial rains occur in some of the center, south, and northern parts of Brazil in the past week, and we will see that trend continuing with some enhancement. It wouldn't be surprising at all to see some 5 to 10-inch rains by this time next week in parts of Goiás and Minas Gerais, and the rest of northern Brazil will see lighter amounts, but still widespread soakings for most of that region. And southern Brazil will start to firm up in about 10 days to 2 weeks from now. We'll start talking about whether or not that's going to be a problem or not.
We can talk about the Safrinha corn crop a bit later, but for the moment, do you think this helps put the soybean crop across the whole of Brazil in a better position?
I think it does. But unfortunately, we were so late in getting some of this crop in the ground, and some of it was just recently replanted, that we will run at least somewhat of a risk that that Safrinha corn will be a smaller size crop and will be later going in. But the moisture is certainly going to be helpful when they get around to putting that crop in the ground. And so I think in general, the outlook is still looking a little bit better. Even for the soybeans that were stressed out earlier in the year, this moisture is going to help the around the crop that is most immature. There may be some harvest delays, though, for that early crop.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated and helps us wrap up this edition of the Closing Market Report.